Good morning. The purpose of the four gospel writers in writing their gospels is to ensure that we know the identity of Jesus, that we know who Jesus is, that we know who Jesus really is, and that by knowing who he really is, that we will believe in him, and that by believing in him, we will have eternal life in his name. Luke's gospel is a historical narrative of the life and ministry of Jesus. Today's gospel reading is from that part of Jesus' ministry where he teaches his disciples. Our reading starts at verse 18. Jesus is praying alone. He then asks his disciples to tell him who the crowds say he is. They reply that some say he is John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others say that he is one of the ancient prophets returned to life. Jesus then asks the disciples, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter, as usual, answers for them all. He replies, "The Christ of God." Until this point, Jesus had not pressed the disciples for a personal judgment as to his true identity. However, the disciples may have already been pondering this question themselves. During the calming of the storm on the Sea of Galilee, they asked each other, "Who is this who can command the winds and the water, and they obey him?" After Peter's confession that Jesus is the Christ, Jesus warns the disciples not to tell this to anyone. Why does he do this? The reason is because the word Christ or Messiah has political connotations for the people of Israel. The Jews had certain expectations of their long-awaited Messiah. However, Jesus knew that he wasn't going to be that kind of Messiah who would meet all their expectations. He was not going to be a political or military leader who would deliver Israel from its enemies. He was not going to be a leader who would overthrow the Romans by force. Jesus knew that even the disciples who had been with him for some time now probably still had the same expectations. As he did not want any misunderstanding at this stage of his ministry, he gave them strict orders not to tell anyone that he was the Messiah. Instead, Jesus explains to disciples that he must endure suffering, rejection, and death before being raised to life. The disciples, like all Jews at that time, did not think that anything like that would ever happen to their Messiah. It was totally inconceivable that the Messiah would be subject to suffering, subject to rejection, let alone be killed. However, Jesus told them that these things must happen. So he warned the disciples to remain silent and to tell no one about him, to tell no one about his identity. If Jesus' suffering, rejection, and death weren't enough, Jesus then tells the disciples that anyone who follows him must also be prepared to suffer, even unto death. He tells them that if they want to save their earthly life, they will lose the life that really matters, their eternal life. But he promises them that if they are prepared to lay down their earthly lives for him, they will save their eternal lives. By dying in his name, they will be raised like him, and they will spend eternity in his presence. Jesus also told the disciples that they were to deny themselves and to take up their cross daily. This mental word picture would have resonated with the disciples, as they would have witnessed people carrying their own crosses to their own crucifixions. Jesus told them that by taking up their cross, he meant self-denial, that in following him, they were to deny themselves day after day. Every follower of Jesus, each one of us, must take up our cross and follow him in daily discipleship. To we Christians, the cross is not a piece of jewellery. To us, the cross represents Jesus' sacrificial death for the salvation of the world. Jesus' death on the cross is a means by which we believers have eternal life. To take up our cross daily is our daily obedience to the lordship of Jesus over our lives. Unlike the disciples, many of them who were martyred for following Jesus, and unlike the Christians in so many parts of our world, such as Africa and the Middle East, it is unlikely that we here in Australia will face death for being followers of Jesus. However, we are often ridiculed for our faith, and these days, more and more, we face open hostility for believing in what the Bible tells us. In some circles, Christians are even seen as dangerous, as fundamentalists, who don't believe in freedom, who don't believe in equality. We are seen as obstacles to a modern society, and our beliefs are a challenge to individual rights. We are regarded as unscientific and backward-looking. Anti-discrimination laws, which are meant to protect vulnerable people from discrimination, are used against Christians, sometimes to the detriment of their livelihoods. Taking up our cross in modern-day Australia is having the courage to stick to the tenets of our faith, no matter what the culture around us is saying. To be a Christian is to be countercultural. We live in this world, but we do not follow the ways and views of this world. Our ways and our worldview are that of Jesus. Our beliefs and our values are what he taught us, as recorded in the Bible. Taking up our cross today is getting harder and harder because society is increasingly secular and the Judeo-Christian heritage is being diluted by atheism, humanism, and other faith beliefs. However, we need to heed and trust the words of Jesus. We need to take up our cross daily. We need to remain strong, to remain obedient, to keep the faith and continue to evangelize so that more people can declare that Jesus is the only way to the Father, that he is the truth and he is the life. Knowledge of Jesus Christ is always a personal discovery. It is not merely an endorsement of the judgment of others. Every follower of Jesus must acknowledge and confess Jesus as Lord for himself or herself. This confession is not made by mere knowledge, but must be accompanied by faith and trust. Faith in affirming the truth that Jesus is the Messiah and trust in his lordship over our lives. Our lives are not ours to control. We lose our lives to his rule, his dominion over us. The claim of Jesus over our lives is a total and exclusive claim over the whole of our lives. We cannot divide our lives into religious and secular. We cannot be at our Sunday best on Sundays and then for the rest of the week slacken off and not be as rigorous in our discipleship. Our whole person stands under Christ's claim as Lord. His claim is over everything we do, whenever we do it. We can't be smiling and gracious on Sundays, but argumentative and quarrelsome on the other days of the week. The warning to the disciples to be silent and not tell anyone that Jesus is the Messiah, that Jesus is Lord, is no longer in effect. In fact, we are to do the exact opposite. We are to proclaim the gospel to everyone we meet. We are to tell them that Jesus is Lord, that he died for the forgiveness of sins, that he died to save us, that he died so that we may have eternal life. We are each called by Jesus not to be silent. We are each commissioned to make disciples of every nation to the ends of the earth. This doesn't mean that we should all go off on mission overseas, but it does mean that we are each called to proclaim the good news to those we meet in our everyday lives, to proclaim the good news to those who do not yet know that Jesus is the Messiah, the Saviour of the world. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for opening our eyes to see who Jesus really is. Thank you for sending your Son to suffer for us, to be rejected for us, and to die for us. Thank you for raising him on the third day. Thank you that by his sacrifice on the cross, we have eternal life. Help us to take up our cross daily and to follow him in trust and obedience. Amen.